Units 13 to 14 Quiz, Part A. Listen to the conversations. Check the correct answers. 1.
Okay, Ben, I think everything is ready for the party. What time did you tell everyone to show up?
Oh, around 7:30 or 8.
Great. Are Ellen and Walter coming?
Well, I guess so. I sent Walter a text.
Oh, no. Walter never checks his phone. You should have talked to him.
I didn't really think about it. Texting is just more convenient for me.
But you work with Ellen. You could have invited her at work.
I'm sorry. I thought Walter would read the text message.
I'm going to try to call them right now.
2.
You know, Regina, I'm really fed up with Jessica.
Why is that? She seems like a pretty nice person. In fact, I really enjoy working with her. She tells entertaining stories.
Well, she does everything she can to impress the vice president. She's so polite to him, and she even baked him a chocolate cake on his birthday.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't have done that.
I think she's trying to get a promotion.
That's a very big assumption, Martin. Don't forget that she's nice to everyone, not just our boss.
3.
Hey, Erica, I hear you're studying filmmaking.
Yeah, it's what I've always wanted to do.
So, what has to happen to make a movie?
First, the director divides the script into scenes.
Oh, why's that?
Well, the scenes may not be shot in the order they appear in the script. Different scenes may have to be done at different locations or at certain times, you know?
So, the director is someone who is very organized.
Absolutely. Anyway, many different shots are taken, and the director chooses the best takes.
So, how is the final version made?
Well, the takes are put together by the director and the editor. Then music, sound effects, and any computer graphics are added. And there's your movie.
4.
Cheryl, these are great photos. What's your secret?
Well, I studied photography in school. After that, I was a photojournalist at a magazine for 3 years.
But look at these landscape shots. Is landscape photography something that requires special skills?
Yes. Pictures of landscapes have to be taken with great care. You need to make sure that as much of your scene as possible is in focus.
What about weather?
Well, most people think the best pictures are taken on a sunny day, but that isn't always true. An overcast rainy day or a snowy day could offer you better opportunities to take interesting pictures.
Taking a picture in bad weather requires a bit of a risk, I imagine. But the results are worth it. These are really incredible, Cheryl.